Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. It's going to be 80 degrees. We're going on a shooting trip. It's Carlin and the Bot. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. You know, I'm joined today by that man about town, that bon voyant, that man with that certain je ne sais quoi. Well, no, he didn't make it, but Bad Bob's here.
You know, yesterday I took the top down on the Jeep for the first time this year. Loved it.
Was that you riding around with those with that bevy of beauties in the back?
Yeah. Any bugs in your teeth?
Was that it? Yeah, he was smiling a lot. Where'd you find? Yeah. Are those the girls that are working at that well-known nightclub down there toward Chico?
Working it.
Never
was that you? Okay. All right. Hey, Bob, glad to have you here. Right. You know, Jim Bremmer does the news, as you know. From 6 to 7, does such a professional job. I mean, he is the man. But let me tell you what else he does, too. Anything that goes wrong around here in that Phantom and, you know, what we're doing on our programming, there's Jim, the man of magic, making it work. And speaking of magic and making it work, here she is, Linda.
Yes. Good morning. And it's thrilling to be here. Yeah, we've got the guns are cleaned and I guess we're going to go up there to Modoc County and we're going
to
do this.
To the town of Cedarville.
But you have to explain to people that these aren't those cute little gray squirrels that jump from tree to tree and chase the bluebirds that we could spend hours watching.
That are in Walt Disney movies.
No. This is called the Cedarville Squirrel Roundup. And we're going to stay in a place that they used to call the Soak and Poke.
Along the area there. It's a kind of a place where they have spas. Well, it's because it has natural hot springs. I'm trying to cover this one up. They have natural hot springs there, that and each one of the rooms has a little hot tub and coming out of the earth. The water comes out of the earth, so it's clean. And there's no additives, no carcinogens in it. There's no anything you put in to automatically clean something up, sterilize it.
No, it's really wonderful. Nice. Every day. So I'm going to be dipping in the natural springs and sleeping. And I might do an occasional shoot. Last year was so much fun. We stayed out there all doggone day. It was a lot of fun. So we're gonna cover the Cedarville Squirrel. Actually, it's the official weekend. So we are going to, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Cedarville Squirrel Roundup and let you know exactly what transpires in a squirrel, you know, in the festivities. I guess there's all kinds of squirrel festivities, and Cedarville has...
I don't know if they have the best dressed squirrel. I know they have a dinner, and you get a hat that squeaks. I'm not sure about that one. I know the fact is that, you know, this is a way of keeping a real pest, this animal consumes and destroys millions of dollars worth of hay and alfalfa, different types of crops up there. His natural predators of coyotes and raptors are just not enough because there's so many, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of them up there. And they can't poison them, of course, because if you poison them, then it gets into the food system, and then you have the hawks, the eagles, the coyotes, anything that eats them dies.
They're just varmints.
They're varmints, and they carry a plague. They carry a number of things. Causes tremendous amount of damage to the people up there, to the people's farms, and they welcome hunters that come up there and to try to keep the numbers down. Now, how many are killed up there every year? I don't know. There could be there's various books that are written and humorous books that are written about this and how people get so involved in the squirrel wars.
Well, they actually have books on it, and so on and so forth. Hey, so today, sunny, going to be 80 degrees. Yesterday was a little bit windy, but today is that incredible weather. Going to be low of 45 tonight. That's going to be an exciting drive. It's a beautiful drive driving up to the high desert. A couple things. I saw in the paper, I like to read what's going on. I always come in and I read what's happening on the major news sources through the internet. But it seems that there was this woman who... Cover for me while I'm looking, will ya? Okay. She calls for help after finding dynamite. I think this is the last. I think we've read this a couple times from different sources. The bomb squad destroyed 14 sticks of old dynamite and 5 detonation caps Thursday afternoon at a Hat Creek woman found stored in her garage. Highway 89 was shut down twice near Hahn Campground near Hat Creek for about an hour while the explosives were removed. So I wonder how all of a sudden you just find dynamite in your garage. Who put it there?
Well, it could have been there for a long time. They could have moved into the house, or it could have been, you know, relatives. But what about things like finding the remains of people in trunks? I mean, people buy things at, you know, by lot at these at a yard sales, and they come home, they open it up, not knowing what it is, and in some cases, there was the remains of a veteran, a World War II veteran was there.
And you know, they've had a contest to name the eaglets.
Okay.
The Turtle Bay Eaglets. And so there are 15 finalists, which I think is really fun. You know, students at schools, they got to submit votes online, and they're going to be announced once they hatch. And, of course, the parents are Patriot and Liberty. I love that. See, now, Patriot and Liberty, of course, on the 15th, we're going to all be on the bridge, you know, for the Tea Party and to celebrate what it is to be an American on April 15th. No, but what's so cool is that the Eagles there are Liberty and Patriot.
That's right. It's not just Tea Party on April 15th. That's a day that people go back and reaffirm their belief in the Constitution of this great country. And that's, you know, that's a very important event where, you know, there's going to be a large amount or numerous things happening that day. And I think it's that time that we should all take some time that day after. Everybody's got to work. Everybody's paid their taxes, and hopefully. And then they are going to have a celebration of the Constitution. I think it's wonderful. I think it's time we stand up and do that, especially with all the things that are happening. But first, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Presons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Presons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Presons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Cresson's.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming right now, KCNR1460.com. We're in the throes of fixing it so that you can hear Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Mad Michael Savage, and the rest of the gang via your computer. You can hide in there at work. Put on those little earbuds where they can't see you. Maybe even a little wireless one, so they think that you're listening to them during those tedious meetings at City Hall. In reality, you're listening to us, so you're listening to Savage, whoever's in office.
And one of our missions that we have, of course, here on Free Fire Radio, every morning, Carl and I, from 7 to 9, is we love to cover local events. And on the phone with us is a gentleman by the name of Matt, who is going to be talking about a very special art show happening tonight. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you?
Hey!
Can't you tell?
Tell us all about the event.
Well, basically what it is, it's called Erase the Dark. It's a music, art, and film festival this evening from 7 to 9. It's our third annual. And basically we have 20 to 30 artists, about 60 original pieces of art in the gallery. We'll have five different musicians performing original works and also five short films. And there'll be a silent auction for the majority of the artwork.
Okay, where is it, and how much are the tickets, and how does one get tickets?
Tickets are $10, you buy them at the door.
Such a deal.
It's at the Nazarene Church Gym, which is where the big flagpole is on North Pacelli Lane.
Okay, well, know where that is.
You find a big flagpole, you find a gymnasium close by, and you're probably in the right area.
What time does the event start?
It's at 7 o'clock. Starts at 7. Doors open at 6:30, but the event starts at 7 and goes until 9 o'clock.
So if you're bouncing around tonight with a lot of things, this would be a great thing to go to. You could, you know, come on in, see some things, put your name in the hat, you know, put your name on some of the silent auction things. Throw out some names of some of the artists, whether they're performing, whether they're drawing, or what the films are.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the artists, there's so many. It's hard to name them all. You kind of have to come out and see as far as the artists. I'm not familiar with all of them. But films, they're great little short 30-second to a minute and a half films. Yeah, they're all just local members of our community. a lot of young people. And also, I forgot to mention, all our proceeds every year go to the kids at Cypress Elementary School.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
so
the first year we bought all of them backpacks and school supplies, and the teachers, we bought them classroom supplies, and last year we bought all the kids new shoes. This year what we're doing is we're buying musical instruments for the kids, and also we're going to do a computer lab.
So tonight is called Erase the Dark.
Erase the Dark. And the website is, if people are listening, it's www.thestirring.org/erase.
Great. What a positive, positive action moving forward to do something.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun, too, so it works out.
Yeah. Well, great, Matt. Thanks for calling and enlightening our listeners. It's something to do tonight on Friday night. Rather inexpensively, $10, over 80 artists, some films, some short films, some live performance, and that's the Church of Nazarene up by the big flag of Michelli. Starts at, did you say 7?
Starts at 7 o'clock.
Great. Thank you so much, Matt.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
I don't know, Bob, if we should start off the show anymore with the sound of a motorcycle. It seems like there's been raids up here, and they're arresting
gang members, or purported gang members. I don't know if they're gang members of the Bagos. It seems like they tried to they've linked supposedly Bagos to assassination attempts on drug people or anti-drug forces, the police or police and law enforcement agencies. So they said, you know, once is not nice. Twice is really getting, you know, rude. And the third time they decided to come back. So they put 400 police and anti-gang people out and arrested a number of these gang members, known as Bagos. Two of them from right up here. I'm not going to give their names because we have applause in the background. Yes. Okay. The thing about it is that gangs that are involved with drugs and every other things, there's no room for them. There's no room for them in Redding at all. There's a lot of people riding bikes that look tough. It doesn't mean you belong to a gang. It doesn't mean you belong to a gang, my friends. These are gangs that are organized, and they're organized, and many of these gangs are criminal. The Patriot Guard riders, the Missing in America Project, Mule Guard guys, are not parts of that.
So, and we like to ride with those guys.
But in this case, again, some of the people picked over purported to be gang members. But just remember is that when you read these things, don't be scared of all people on motorcycles. Many of them are your friends. You don't need to like nudge them as you go by with your car.
Hmm.
Okay. You know, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about something I know it's near and dear to your heart, my love.
Yes,
and that's that. There's a big extravaganza going on at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
That's a good workout.
605-4567. You can get to Linda, too, if you just say, if you just send her an email at linda@kcnr1460.com. And she will eventually read those, hopefully today on the air.
Right. Be glad to do that.
All right.
By the way, I wanted to quickly announce this. Women for Women Awareness for Health and Beauty, that's tomorrow, free, from 10 to 4. That's going to be on Hilltop Drive, 2139, you know where Tobacco and Brew is. This is the meeting room. For those of you who know, when Carl and I do our town forum, which we usually do every Friday at 12, but I'm sorry, we're on our way to Happy Valley in Cedarville this Friday, so we can't make it. But you are invited for the first health fair for women, and so you're going to learn about alternative ways to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. That is March 20th from 10 to 4.
You know what? That's going to be great, too.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people going down there. Shelley is putting on just a great show, and I strongly urge everybody just to go down there and take a look. Well, you know, women. Well, I guess guys can go down there, too. To go down and take a look at it, see what they're doing, because they have a number of experts that are there, people that can help you with if questions you have on health, fitness, beauty, all of that. So we strongly urge people to do that.
You can even have your hair analyzed. I've never done that. Have you?
My hair analyzed?
Looking good today,
no,
babe.
No, but I've had my hair burnt off once, but that doesn't count. All right. You know, this is Friday, so what do you do on Fridays before you go? Yes, get ready for two more working days. What do you do on Fridays? Yes, that's right, you get a haircut. And where do you get a haircut at? The Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, DC, Tim, and the Mysterious Haircutter. They are not going to do your fingernails. They are not going to gel your hair. They are just going to cut your hair. They're going to talk to you, have great man talk, because this is man's last stronghold. Yes, girls, go in there for a tent job. Who knows what will happen at the end? They'll be polite, but you'll have to leave the office.
You know, I don't have a problem with the boys' clubs. You know, like, there's some feminists and women that have tried to get in and say, you know, it's not fair because you don't have girls. I really think it's just there's a place for girls and there's a place for guys. And okay, if a girl wants to go in and get her hair buzzed, I just think, you know, leave it alone. Let them have their space. I don't have a problem with that.
There are animal heads on the walls. This is a great place, fathers, to bring your sons for some bonding there. You know, they have magazines, you know, the Car and Driver and Gun Talk and all those kind of things. You know, there's TV sets always on, and you don't have, like, soap operas or Oprah. I don't think the channel goes to Oprah. I mean, maybe it does, but nobody's ever changed it to Oprah.
It goes to O, which is off.
Yeah, that could be it. Anyway, this is a Cypress Square barbershop, and I go there, and I enjoy it. You know, they shave around your ears. I know this is starting to sound like a 5-minute dissertation, but it's Friday, time for a haircut. Go give them a shot. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square. Okay.
Coming up, we're going to take a call of the in the next segment. We're going to talk about this incredible show that is at the Cascade. James Santos is amazing, and we were able to see the debut at the Academy Award night. Just the amount of work. I think what happens is they must put their shoes up, and the next day he starts, well, probably during that performance, he's already sketching out for the next year what he's going to do. This is such a community, wonderful show, great talent, great staging, great lights. We have about a minute left, but we also want to say we're streaming here on KCNR 1460. We're taking your call, 605-4567. Share your thoughts with us or email me, linda@kcnr1460.com. Love to hear from you.
And also in the next half hour, we're going to talk about a very momentous step that's getting ready to take place. Yeah, that's right. They're getting ready to vote on health care. And the bribes are flying. I mean, President Obama himself is the bag man. Can you believe that? He is the bag man. He's paying them off personally. At least in the Chicago mobs, they used to have a cutout there, but no. The president's acting directly and giving out bribes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, A lot of people think Alan Greenspan deserves much of the blame for the recession, saying his policies as Fed chief created the conditions that led to the downturn. Well, in a paper he's presenting in Washington today, Greenspan says, in essence, mistakes were made, but not by him. He says the Fed did not anticipate just how bad things would be when the bubble burst. There are still some 645,000 foreclosed homes across America, according to one estimate, but that's down 200,000 from the peak 16 months ago. It's still an inhospitable economic climate for the hospitality industry. The president of one hotel chain says his industry is in survival mode because of a big drop in hotel stays. Boeing is expecting the airline industry to be flying high again, so it's ramping up production for more jetliners in the next couple of years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Throw out your four-leaf clover, get rid of that lucky penny, your rabbit's foot, and all that other rubbish. You make your own luck. If you have a dream, you'll eventually make it real if you work hard and want it enough. Remember, luck is what happens when hard work and opportunity meet. OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all OfficeMax inkjet, laser, and all-in-one 8.5x11 ream paper. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers today. Dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We know we have a good time here in the morning.
You know what? You're just, I know that you're just rolling over and turning on the radio, and we want you to know that it's 7:34 in the morning, it's March 19th, and today you don't have to wear a jacket.
today could be a temperature setter, a record setter today. It could be over 80 degrees today, 81 degrees.
It is a record setter.
It will be. I mean, it can be.
They've never had this kind of weather at this time of year.
That's because we're heating it up right down here at KCNR. Okay, I just want to finish up a little bit on the health care. Here, our guest today, Dr. Doug McConnell, is going to come in and talk about it some more. But just, you know, there are things that roil me, things that stick in my craw, things that bother me, things I see elected officials doing that if they did it and not have been elected, but they just did it out in town, we'd be putting them in front of the grand jury. We've taken businesses that have done the exact same thing and gone after the executives for bribery, for malfeasance in office. And this is what's happening now. I don't know if you can actually believe the things that they're doing now to sweeten the pot. And that's exactly what they're calling it. They're sweetening the pot to have people vote for this bill. And it is. This is something you would see at midnight in a dark, dreary graveyard. And who's carrying the bag? Pelosi. And which is kind of a scary thought out in the graveyard anyway. It's not
Some people
that.
Call her Pelosi.
Well, it's not even that. You know, you've got the American people
are
screaming. It's like 68 to 70% are saying, Whoa, let's slow down on this. Okay, now we have 72 hours, we are the American public, 72 hours to look at 2,700 pages. Of bill. Now that doesn't include the ones that keep getting added on. Things like in Tennessee, Representative Bart Gordon, a moderate Democrat, who is retired at the end of the year, announced he would vote in favor of the bill after opposing an earlier version. He did so as Democratic leaders included in the revisions a provision that bribed Bart Gordon by giving an estimated $99 million over 2 years in higher Medicaid payments to Tennessee hospitals. That's right, Bart. Finish up your career letting everybody know that you finished out as being somebody's bribery objective. Rolled on it.
You're going to want to stay tuned to 8 o'clock because we are going to have a doc on that's going to really give us an inside scoop of his feelings on what's happening with health care and how it's affecting him.
Or so we hope. Representative Louis Gutierrez of Illinois said he agreed to vote for the health care overhaul on the understanding that Obama and congressional Democrats would begin attempts quickly to pass comprehensive immigration legislation. This is he met with Obama. And when he talked to him, and within hours, the Senate Democrats unveiled a bill. And the president praised it as he praised it. That's the next step, my friends. Now it's immigration reform. I'm surprised they didn't roll it into the bill like they did college scholarships. Let the government take over that. Do you see what's happening? And just one last statement on this before we get to the phones is that this bill is just the beginning. Because as they have said, we're going to add things to this. There's riders, there's new rules, there's new regulations, there's new things we can put to it. So, stand by.
We are really excited. I mean,
completely change the subject. Something bright and cheerful.
But we cover everything. We cover everything. We cover concerns, letters that are sent to us, emails that are sent to us, just covering, what people are disturbed about or happy about. And one of the things that we all relish and congratulate is an upcoming show masterminded by a guy who is one of the most talented gentlemen. And I sound like I'm gushing, and I am, because I did get a chance to see your debut at the Academy Awards. And every time it's like, can you outdo the last one? The lights, the sets, the costumes, the talent, and there were like four numbers. You had four little segments, but we're talking about our residential genius in show business. Good morning, James Santos.
Oh, good morning, you guys. You guys are so kind. What a wonderful way to start my day.
Do you feel pumped?
I feel, at this very moment, I am feeling the run-throughs we've been doing all week, but I will be really ready and pumped tonight when we start.
Well, I have to tell you something. You are, from what I understand, you mastermind the artwork. You put together, the concept of the show. You produce the show. You have a wonderful costumer. Tell me the name of the woman who does your costumes.
Cindy Sumption is an amazingly creative and the kindest woman anyone will ever meet. She does a great job. You know, our costumes in this show, I've never personally had this many costumes, and if anyone's been to my shows before, they know how many costumes we have. I have 11 costumes just in a little under 2 hours of a show, so it's a lot of work.
You said that every performer in there has at least anywhere from 5 to 10 costumes.
Yes, that's very true. And wow. So we are working on stage and off stage, but this is a show that I think that everyone's going to love. I mean, it really has everything from, you know, old movies, feeling like Singing in the Rain, to Mary Poppins, and to some of your new musicals like Nine and Fame. And
great.
It's a treat for the eyes, a treat for the whole family.
Absolutely. Great family show, and it's just so nice to see that you bring this here to the North State. I know people are coming far and near to take part in the evening. Now tell us, tonight the kickoff?
Yes, tonight we open 7 p.m., and we have also additional performances next Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry, this Friday and Saturday, and then the following Friday and Saturday. And all the shows are at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Oh, good. So you have those great matinees that a lot of people like to rush off and get their afternoon fix.
Yeah, it's perfect for the kids, too, because the show is a little under 2 hours, so it goes by very fast. It's bright and energetic, so people can really, they can bring their young kids if they're concerned about it. I think they get so engulfed in the picture and the scenes and the singing, and the kids really love it. And you know that the cheapest ticket's $10 and the most expensive ticket's $25. So it's really affordable for the whole family.
Well, we saw a snippet of what you were doing at the Academy Awards, and it was beautifully done. I'm so impressed. So James, thank you so much. And Carla's question.
Well, you know, one of the things I really enjoyed when we were talking about for kids, James, is the one production number you had where the children came up with the umbrellas, and the it's so well done, and it was the colors, and it's not just the singing and dancing, the colorful costumes you have there. I mean, everything seems to match so well.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really fun is that having the kids there really makes it complete our little family we have at the dance project. And you know, we have everything from 7 years old to, you know, I won't play the oldest person, but we are a family, and that shows on stage. So we just want everyone to come down and enjoy themselves, and they can get tickets at the theater box office. So,
James,
thanks for having me this morning.
Well, great. One more question, James. Absolutely. Thanks for calling in, and we hope that you have every night is sold out and every matinee. How many people in the cast?
We have 30 people in the cast, and we have 10 singers for our show this year. And that's amazing. They're beautiful singers. It's a great sound they come out with. And then the rest are dancers. So there's about 20 dancers.
Yeah, Trish, Jenna, Lisa, shout out to you guys.
Okay, now it starts tonight at 7 p.m. It's tomorrow and Sunday at 3 p.m. And tomorrow night, is it tomorrow night or?
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday. And the Saturday shows are 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay.
Both weekends.
All right. All right, James, thank you so much.
James, thanks so much.
Hey,
break a leg, have a fabulous show.
I will. Enjoy that weather today.
Thank you.
This is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
You know, there's an auto parts store just off the highway with over 90,000 car parts and 75 years experience. It's open 24 hours a day and will deliver any purchase over $75 for free. Want to go? Here's the address, advanceautoparts.com. Oh, yeah, that would be off the information superhighway. Right now at advancedautoparts.com, save 10% on all brake pads and shoes. Plus, we'll match any price on the same product. See site for details. Advancedautoparts.com. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Chassis County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for shoe sources at 244-0118, extension 202.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the Men's Walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118 extension 202 or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success. April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Listen every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can announce your yard sale, garage sale, or event. So give us a call at 605-4567. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, Leslie's Good Health Massage, and Essex Heating and Air.
Here we come, lot number 29 in. What are they going?
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding! It's 7:47 in the morning, 605-4567. That's the hotline. Call us, tell us what's on your mind. Also, Linda at KCNR1460.com. I'm taking your emails if you've got something on your mind and you want to air it. Let's do it. Currently 52 degrees. Okay, you know what? Before we have the doctor come in, let's just talk about something that's really on one of the headlines today. It's about, you know, we know that there's the legal marijuana, or so they say, but what's happening is criminals, what?
I'm just smiling on.
Give me a look. I never know when you raise that eyebrow what you're thinking. Like,
you're exceptionally cute today.
Stop me in my flow. Patients, growers, and clinics in some of 14 states that allow medical and marijuana are falling victims to robberies, home invasions, shootings, and even murders at the hands of pot thieves.
No, say it's not true.
Okay, there's been a lot of cases in recent months. The issue received more attention this week after a prominent medical marijuana activist in Seattle suburb nearly killed a robber in a shootout.
Well, see, the good thing about this is this.
We need to send him up to Cedarville.
Is that the grower nearly killed the robber in a shootout, which meant that the grower of marijuana was armed to the teeth because they understand the fact that people are going to come in and want to take the drug because the drug is worth a lot of money. And it comes to another part. If the drug is worth so much money, are we getting any taxes off this? Is the city of Redding, the county of Shasta, somebody call in and tell me this. You all know everything else out there. Are we getting money from these communes? Are we collecting taxes? What is there, surcharge? Is there some way that we're making, if we're going to have it, that at least we're making a few pennies off each bit sold.
Okay, I want to finish. There's a guy in Washington who was beaten to death last week with what was thought to be a crowbar, and he was just growing the pot to treat painful back problems.
Okay,
that's just an incident. A respected magazine editor was killed that same year by robbers who targeted his Northern California home for marijuana and money, after hearing that his teenage son was growing pot with the doctor's approval.
Well, you know, it's not going to get any better. And because we're turning people loose on the from the jails now with unsupervised parole, that they just are kind of coming back home. So can we say that you might see this increasing in the future? That knowing who's at your door before you let them in may be something very, very important.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's important to just keep an eye on the fact that if you're growing or your neighbor's growing, that it could really be a problem. And you need to just keep an eye out for kind of strange activity. We're going to take a break here. Coming back, we're going to have a fitness tip, and then we're going to get to our doctor segment. You're not going to want to get away from the radio. This is really going to be an eye-opening. It's our brand-new heart doctor here, Dr. McConnell, that is a Shasta Regional doctor, and he is a storyteller. He's amazing. Before that, we have, like I said, hang in there because we've got a fitness tip. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We're on Monday through Friday every day from 7 to 9. This is KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Cresson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Redding's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch C.R. Gibbs style. Tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of only $13.95 for an entertainment sensation only at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
It what? Had to be you.
Well, let's all talk at one time.
That's okay. Right.
Welcome back.
We like that tune. Bob, you're picking out great bump music. It's always great. 7:53 in the morning. Going to be 80 degrees today. Aren't you ready? I've already got my sleeves pushed up. You know, and this is the time that we want to have our guns looking good. So, perfect timing because we got Joe... The man has got great guns. Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance is on the phone with us to give us our fitness tip, our Friday
Carl,
fitness
Amanda,
tip.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Joe, tell us the truth. When you walk around with that tight T-shirt down in town and you've got those 60-inch pythons there, isn't
it's
that
an extra small T-shirt?
Is that right?
Okay, what's the fitness tip for the weekend?
Well, what I wanted to discuss was just being consistent in an exercise program. Yesterday in my company email, I posed the question, you know, what's the most important thing in getting results? Is it intensity? Is it consistency? Is it the type of training? How often you train? How long you train? And I give the nod to consistency in training. Just staying with it on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis, just hanging in there. You have to be reasonable with yourself. If 3 days a week is consistent, don't shoot for five. If a half hour is all you can afford to get in there, you know, don't shoot for 2 hours. A short workout is better than no workout. So I would encourage your listeners just to stay with it. If you stay with it on a consistent basis, you will definitely see results and good things are going to happen.
Well, you know, you're right. That's the whole story. You know, it's, the whole story is being present.
And keeping
right.
inspired. So thank you. Your phone calls do here on Free Fire Radio when you do a weekly tip for us is that, you know what, it's gym time. I got to get going. I got to get going. I got to make it happen. Just schedule it, make it happen.
That's right. And summer's just around the corner.
That's right. And you know what?
We're going to be burying more body.
Well, yeah, speak for yourself.
They're going to come out.
Right now, I'm camouflaging up, getting ready for the Squirrel Wars. And I'm going to stealth my way out of here. Well, it's going to be difficult to do that since there's going to be like 15 people joining us in the studio here in a little while. After our next guest runs out of here screaming, probably.
Well, we keep saying to Joe, we're going to recommit ourselves. We're going to recommit ourselves and start off with the real thing where we can talk about the beginning, where we weigh, we do measurements. We don't really say those over the air. But at the end result, we'll say, you know where I started? And I was carrying around that winter coat. But anyway, Joe, have a great weekend, and thank you again. That's Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance.
Thank you very much.
Love
you guys enjoy the weather.
Thank you. We love what you stand for, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, we're going to start our next hour early.
Let's go.
Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a heart surgeon. But he's much more than just a heart surgeon. You know, when you think heart surgeon, you think, you know, okay, this is kind of a person's kind of, I don't know, has a certain air about them, you know, kind of a stand-back air. Well, that's not this man right here. 101st Airborne, if I remember right, was a surgeon there. He just got, and we're going to go through his career, but and he has now joined us in the city of Reading within the last year over at Shasta. And so good morning.
Oh, good morning to both of you. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, we met, gosh, you know, a few weeks ago, and then since then there's been a couple events that we've run in each other, and you're just, you know, we've got 3 minutes here before we start, so maybe you could just introduce yourself and, you know, what you're doing now and with who.
Sure. Well, I was a pretty well-established surgeon down in Long Beach where after I left my military service, worked at Long Beach Memorial and been chief of surgery and chief of the departments there and then finally chief of staff. And in 2006, began to come up and spell a surgeon in town here at Shasta Regional. This was after the restart up of the program after the events of earlier in that decade. And really began to enjoy the people in the town quite a bit. And after some, I guess, changes about a year and a half ago, they began to approach me about coming up here full-time to look at the cardiac program. And I had remembered what an excellent staff and really the hospital was and at that time and came back and sort of spent last spring looking at it in April, May, and June and really found that the quality of people and technology in the hospital was really very good. So in July, as of July 6, I actually moved up here to run or take over the program here and sort of help reestablish it. And, of course, that job's been made easy by just the quality of the nurses and the technical staff that I found already at Shasta Regional. So I'm really a relatively new transplant into Reading, but have known of Reading since 2006.
So how do you like Reading?
I like Reading, and particularly I like the people and the community. That's really what I found most interesting up here was the quality of the culture and the folks in town. And when I'd walk around town and notice there's no graffiti on dumpsters, you know, coming from L.A. and Long Beach, most of the kids had their pants up at their waist. That was refreshing. And then when you walk around Lima Ranch and elsewhere, you see no graffiti. I mean, no graffiti and certainly no trash. I mean, so I just found a town with a culture and folks and the friendliness and support that I really thought this would be a good fit.
Well, you know, the city years ago made a concerted effort to keep gang paraphernalia and the such out of the city, and I think they've been doing a great job since then.
Yeah, I have one word, continue.
Yeah.
Because I've watched exactly what happens in an environment where you try to get permissive or nice about gangs, and Long Beach being one, as well as the greater L.A. area, and nothing can begin to deteriorate the quality of life than that.
Okay. Now, when we come back, we want to discuss a couple of things. One is disaster preparedness in the medical field, but also what's going on with the health care. I mean, we're getting ready to vote on something momentous here.
Well, I love both those subjects. They're both important to us and this community I'd like to adopt.
Great. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Democrats find one more yes for health care.
If in this job I can save one life, one family, one person, this job is worth it.
Democrat John Boccheri from Ohio, who had been on the fence on health care, now says he's in favor of the bill. This is Democrats keep trying to get enough votes before Sunday. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
And the Democratic leader is working hard to whip up those votes to pass the unpopular Senate health care reform bill. Democratic Whip James Clyburn says their members still have many concerns.
There's no one thing that's a must. But when you got two or three things, they're all musts together.
Republican leader John Boehner continues to remind Democrats that polls show most Americans are opposed.
Bigger government, heavier hand from the government. This is not what the American people want from their government.
Democratic leaders say they have the 216 members they need, but they're taking nothing for granted before Sunday's vote. Dave?
Mike, flying to and from Europe may be tough this weekend. A strike could ground British Airways. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yeah, Dave, in the past hour we're hearing strike talks breaking down, so 9 hours from now, British Airways cabin staff will begin grounding jets through this weekend. And again next week, a trades union here angered by tighter pay and more onboard duties for British Airways stewards. The airline itself says cuts are essential.
What's right for British Airways is that we change.
The BA CEO Willie Walsh, volunteer cabin staff will keep some planes flying, including many to and from America. Dave?
Alistair, the U.S. and U.N., Europe and Russia united, urging Israel to stop building settlements. Meanwhile, in East Jerusalem, more clashes. Israeli police fire rubber bullets at Palestinians who threw rocks. Some bridges are closed along the rising Red River in Minnesota and North Dakota. Fargo Mayor Dennis Walker hoping a million sandbags help hold the river back.
It's never happened in the history of our city before where we had back-to-back floods.
Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This weekend at the Home Depot, Black Friday is back with limited time specials on lawn and garden essentials. Grow a great garden with vegetable and herb seed packets. Buy one, get one free. That'll pay off on your dinner plate and your pocketbook all season long. So make the Home Depot your first big orange sign of spring, where this weekend, Black Friday is back. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 21st while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
Our top Fox story, Democrats find another supporter for health care reform.
Yes, I will be voting yes for the bill.
Ohio Democrat John Boccheri moments ago coming out in favor of reform. He had been one of the Democrats unsure ahead of Sunday's vote. As Democrats continue to try to get enough to pass the reform, Republicans continue to push up against it. The day after an American admitted he's a terrorist and pleaded guilty to a dozen charges in Chicago, he's still a wanted man.
David Headley has, according to Attorney General Eric Holder, become a valuable asset in tracking terrorists. The Chicago man has agreed to provide information in exchange for a promise that he won't be executed for doing surveillance for the 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks and planning another one on a Danish newspaper, which was never carried out. Officials in India say they want to interrogate Headley, too. Also charged in connection with the two cases is Taha Warana, a Canadian who has been living in Chicago. He has pleaded not guilty. Under Headley's agreement, he may have to testify against Rana. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing stocks down. Dow falling 41. It's 8 up days in a row. Streak is in jeopardy. Just when Tiger Woods thought it was safe to watch the news or read the paper again.
It's been months since the story broke about Tiger Woods' many affairs. But just as the reports were dying down and the golf great was preparing to make a comeback to the green, one of the mistresses released more than 100 graphic text messages from Woods. Now the former porn actress is threatening to release even more embarrassing information about her affair with the golfer. Jocelyn James says she just wants people to know the real Woods and isn't trying to get even with him for ending the affair. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Lady Gaga may have to strut into court. Her former boyfriend is suing her, wanting $30 million, claiming he came up with her name, got her a record deal, and then Lady Gaga ditched him when she hit it big. No comment from the Grammy winner. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. If you're in one of those hard-to-hear places like perhaps Cedarville getting ready for the squirrel wars, you're out there. Those squirrels are getting ready. They're camouflaging. They're putting on their little armored vest. They're sharpening their knives. They're getting ready. But our guest today is, Linda, stop hitting me. Our guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are going to talk health care issues, and this is our resident expert. Good morning, doctor.
Well, good morning. Thank you. And actually, it's not health care issues as much as we're talking about the financing of health care. This is really the issue. Healthcare is the actual provision of the care for patients, and most people feel America does a pretty good job. It's really more about access and distribution, and particularly how it's paid for, who pays for it, and how much it's paid for. So that's really the focus. It's healthcare financing. That just doesn't have the same appeal as healthcare reform. But I see it as a financing issue. And my great concern about where we're headed is that the Senate bill, which is, last I understood it, but I'm even getting confused as to what we're voting on, but the Senate bill that the House is being asked to sign on to has a very explicit provision in it. As of January 1st, 2011, 23% of all the monies for physician reimbursement in Medicare will disappear. And it's a very focused, exact time and amount or percentage. And to really understand that clearly, there's on the web a letter from the Congressional Budget Office, Doug Elmendorf, to Harry Reid, scoring that bill, which is the one that's still being out there, that's easily available. And on page 17, he points that out. And he also, meaning he being Elmendorf, the head of the CBO, he also says Congress has never done a very good job at holding this. But if you hold to just this amount, meaning cutting physicians by 23%, this bill will score out to being what it was, which is to make it through this magic mark of less than $800 billion. That was the Senate version. We're all, by the way, we're now up to $960 billion, it seems.
At least $947 billion, but then they're adding things as we go along.
Oh, every day and every hour. Right. But the point is that to make the bill work at all, $246 billion had to be cut out for physician payment over the decade. And that was Harry Reid's trick of just cutting away at the bill till it would fit into the mold they needed to get approval. What isn't widely known is that a few weeks prior to that event in October, he had proposed a bill to make up that $246 billion, which would be a separate bill, i.e., and then not counted for the big tab for the Americans to hear about. And that failed, meaning that it didn't come out of committee. So as we sit here today, in 9 months from now, physicians are expected to take a 23% pay cut. And I'm not arguing here as an issue of dollar money for me or other physicians, although it would be important to people. But you have to understand the effect that if your overhead's 50% of your collections, like your business runs with an overhead, the only person that pays the 23% is that last 50%, which is what the doctor is able to claim as salary or income or profit or whatever you want to call it. The whole 23% comes out of 50% of the collection, so it's really a 46% pay cut to physicians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to happen and at least keep access to Medicare the same. So when you hear the government folks talk about we're not changing access to Medicare for Medicare seniors, they're either they have a different set of economics than I understand or they're lying. So I don't know how we get past this point that a huge reimbursement cut of 46%, meaning of your personal income, for Medicare patients. How we get through that hole? It's impossible.
Well, when we had our break right before we came on, there were a couple things that I'd like to bring up for our listeners that were staggering to me. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, you know, your kids, and one your daughter is going to school to become a physician's assistant, but she originally wanted to go to medical school, and she's had to reassess where she's going with her future, and that you were saying in the residencies in what neurosurgery, what
cardiac surgery, neurosurgery,
that they're the residencies are empty.
Well,
very little.
The last I saw from our professional society is approximately 1/3 of the American residencies, the university residencies for cardiovascular surgical training, have no applicants from American medical schools. And this is, it's an 8-year training program after medical school. So it's a long, arduous training. Even after you get finished training, you're still 10, and it takes another 4 to 6 years to become beyond the senior resident level, which when you're going to sleep and having your heart fixed, that's what you're looking for. So think 14 years from graduation from medical school till you have someone who's really self-sufficient as a cardiac surgeon. Given the woes and the uncertainties, and I think we see that a lot in discussions of either healthcare, certainly. People are not making that commitment to spend 8 years in residency and another 6 years to go into a specialty that is being hammered in terms of reimbursement. The reimbursement for coronary artery bypass between 1996 and 2008 has been reduced by 72%. Already, before we're talking this 23% of what's left. So my daughter, who used to make rounds with me and visit, became very disheartened hearing from me and from my many associates. She works in my office, so she knows the other doctors too.
I don't think people realize that how the morale is suffering. Yeah, I mean, this is not just Doug was talking about this. Every doctor that I have talked to throughout the United States, and I know several physicians. They are all saying the same thing, but we have to take a quick break here. And we come back, we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss how many, you know, there's only a finite number of physicians we can train a year in this country, and how many are you know, many of the doctors are, it's matched that number by the ones retiring. And with this, something like this happening, you could have another huge problem in just being able to have medical care at the level just because of numbers of physicians. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Longi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Longi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local, affordable rates. Longi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. He is a heart surgeon, if that's the correct terminology, a cardiac expert over at Shasta.
Well, cardiac surgeon is just be just fine.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
I didn't say heart aficionado or anything like
do you,
that.
Do you mind going to doing the number thing again that we did the other day? Talk to us. Tell our listeners about the numbers.
Well, I think we're getting bombarded with numbers, and particularly millions, billions, trillions. And we all recognize they're bigger, but you sort of have to convert that into something you really feel in your gut to really understand what we're talking about when we talk about a $1 trillion deficit increase here. So the simple thing is you convert the dollars to seconds, and a million seconds is about 11 days long. A billion seconds is 33 years in length. A trillion seconds is 33,000 years long. And we're talking about here a healthcare bill that's the cost is scored out near $1 trillion. So, again, the difference between a million, 11 days, and a trillion, which is 33,000 years in length, then you have a sense of the magnitude of the multipliers that we're talking about in terms of money and, more importantly, debt for my five kids and three grandkids. Somebody's going to have to deal with this, and our standing as a strong nation is affected by the debt. It weakens us as a country.
It does. And when you talk about a trillion, so if you spent $1 per second,
correct,
it would take you 33,000 years
to spend
a trillion dollars.
That is correct.
Imagine that. And so here we are. And you know what? The T word, we're starting to accept it.
Sure.
It used to be, a billion, billions, millions are bad, but then you get into billions. But now we're using the term trillion as if it's just normal.
Correct. And I think there's a scalar in there that we just don't sense. And that's why converting to seconds makes you stop and think.
Now, you've written letters.
I have. To both our senators and pointing out this built-in reimbursement cut to physicians that's scheduled for January 1st of 2011, 9 months from now, saying what world of economics do they live in where they actually think Medicare access will be maintained while you cut the provider's personal income by 46%. I mean, that's unheard of, and the truth is there'll be either a doctor's revolt or people will no longer take new Medicare patients or may stop taking Medicare entirely. But you really can't keep your business open as a physician if along comes the payer and just arbitrarily decides to cut you by 23%. And that's in the legislation, and there is no fix yet. That's called, if you Google, it's called the doctor fix, but the truth is that's all been carved out.
You talked about two places in Arizona and where else that have actually stopped taking Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes. My understanding is the Mayo Clinic in Arizona will no longer see Medicare patients. And Walgreens chain in Washington State yesterday was reported as no longer filling Medicaid, which is in our state would be Medi-Cal, prescriptions, because the reimbursement by the paying agencies are inadequate for them to maintain their quality of business and, or in the case of Walgreens, their drug costs. So they basically are precipitating the crisis. And, of course, if Walgreens crumbles in Washington, what's next? And at some point, how do you get medications to people if, indeed, the very distribution line is basically saying, no, we can't stay in this business anymore?
Well, you know, the other thing, you know, when we're talking about this is part of this whole process, if it passes, is the fact that we've added millions to the equation, too. And then we go back to the number of physicians. That I, you know, that if the physicians aren't there because for a variety of reasons, one, they're not going to take government pay unless they're forced to. You see that happening?
Well, at some point, you know, if healthcare is deemed a right, which is what Democrats would make people believe, then the only way to guarantee a right is to confiscate that service from those that provide it, There's no other way to, if you see a duty as a government to provide a right, which would be a service, then you have to either create the service or confiscate it from those that create it. It's interesting because we theoretically, our society, at least in constitutional law, you don't even have a right to a house or to dinner. We basically, our culture creates it, and we deal with charity to provide that for those that are shortchanged. But the truth is, this would be an unheard of jump to actually claim people have a right to the services produced by either hospitals or doctors, nurses, and others, in which case it isn't a far jump from then to then legislate the wage and price controls or enlist the military the medical and physician community into some sort of mandatory national service. They did that in England. That was called the National Health Service. It ultimately fails, and it fails today. It does some things all right, but yes, and this has all been about price and wage fixing that has gone on in a great fashion ever since the government decided to become a payer.
Well, you know, we've got to take a break here, but one of the things you see is just what you've just said, Doctor, is that with the number of new people that's in there, the number of physicians that are available, the physicians that can say, hey, wait a minute, I choose not to do that. The next logical step is to nationalize the doctors and the medical professionals.
Well, there's much more, there's many more votes amongst the people needing health care than there are those that provide it. So, yes, that equation will come out if you think so.
No.
And, of course, in the Soviet Union and other centralized government nations, the physicians were always government employees.
And, you know, they did such a great job there. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Mark your calendar for the event of the year, the date April 15th. It's the show Shine, Wine and Dine at Anselmo Vineyards. You're going to get to meet celebrities like Bo Hopkins and Paula Matt, both original cast members of American Graffiti. You're also going to get to see that 1951 Merc and that awesome yellow coupe that was also featured in American Graffiti. Come to Anselmo Winery and get to see it all. Show, Shine, Wine and Dine starts at 11 a.m. on April 15th. This is the place you want to be. Oh, 55 hamburgers, fries, shakes, and banana splits. And you know what else? The beautiful and talented Beverly D'Angelo will make a very special musical guest appearance starting at 3. What a blast! I'm telling you, Anselmo Vineyards is the place to be. 50 awesome cars, prizes, celebrities, live music by Double Take. Wow, what a party! Anselmo Vineyards, Show Shine, Wine and Dine, April 15th.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking health issues, healthcare issues, the financing, but also we've started going down this trail of, well, if we're going to have health care and we don't have enough physicians because the physicians and their offices and the hospitals refuse to take this government funding because they don't pay enough, one, and two, they don't pay for 6 or 7 months. You cannot run a business that way. The next step then, nationalization of the asset.
That would be correct. The goods and services would then have to be provided or guaranteed somehow by the government. And in truth, that's happening. By the way, that's part of this health care bill is nationalization of higher education finance.
Oh,
the loan system.
That's
now,
right.
That's taken away from all the banks now. So they're already doing that. And, maybe there will be a Medicare plan in the future where every American is guaranteed an automobile. But in which case you'd have to own the automobile production. But no, your point, it's a logical progression that if you're going to define it as a right, then you're going to have to provide it somehow. And nationalization, as I said, has been tried. But not. There's some good and bad in that, frankly. Right now I run my own practice. I'm here and I'm working. The job's been told to me, but I basically take call 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Now, if you nationalize me, I guess, then I'm not sure what my pay structure would be for all that overtime pay.
Well, from what I understand.
Right now, I don't get anything, but that would be interesting. But then physicians would then become shift doctors, which is what really happened in England and elsewhere. If everybody then started working an 8-hour shift, how would healthcare change? And wouldn't you need double and triple the number of physicians? Because why would anybody take overtime call? Or who's going to pay that rate? Right now, each doctor runs his practice and does what is needed to make his practice successful. And interacts and works with other physicians to make it happen. But the minute the government work rules get into this, oh, my God, what if the doctors unionize? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? Anyway, the point is that it's a downhill spiral to get even into that thing, and the government is opening Pandora's box, I believe. They don't know where they're headed here.
I know that in England that doctors will work for the government, essentially the national health care, from 8 till 3. And then they shut down their office, and they reopen it up to other patients with a private insurance type plans and take them.
And that wasn't the original plan, but ultimately the demand for access and timely quality of care with high-end specialists drove them to creating a two-headed system where you have both private care in parallel with public care. In Canada, that's not allowed, so it's all a government-run service. But what happens there, they cap physician salaries, and if you're the best gallbladder surgeon in a particular province, and you've done all your gallbladders and you hit your salary peak for the year, you'll stop operating the last 3 or 4 months of the year because there's no reason to. They've already taxed your income above that at 70 or 80%, so they ration the avail access to physicians by limited resources.
I hope, my friends, that you all are listening to what this doctor is saying. These are not his feelings about things. These are facts and figures, and things I have also read, is that after a certain point, doctors stop being available.
Well, Ayn Rand was a very intelligent author and wrote in the 1957, wrote Atlas Shrugged. And many of my meetings have quoted, there's a soliloquy in that book by a neurosurgeon, and he lays out exactly what you're talking about. Ayn Rand had experienced the British healthcare system. She had been a Russian emigre, as I recall, that lived in England, then came to the United States searching for freedom of thought and expression. But in the book Atlas Shrugged, she has written everything you and I are talking about is in that book. And it's as if she were alive and started writing this last year. And in there, this one soliloquy by a neurosurgeon, which, by the way, I brought with me today, lays out exactly where we are in today's healthcare.
That is, and you're absolutely right. It's incredible, incredible book.
I'm reading it right now, and it is scaring the hell out of me. Let me put it just real bluntly. And it was written 50 years ago.
Yeah, by a woman who left Russia looking for freedom, went to England, and found that was not enough freedom there, and came to America. I wonder what she would be saying right now.
Oh, easy. I told you so.
Well, the thing that concerns me, and we talked about this also at the break, because a lot of times we'll just continue on with conversations, is, say 9 months from now, we are used to or accustomed to you scrape your knee, you break a bone, you do something, and you're able to go to the emergency or go to you know, a place that has, that's not, maybe not the hospital, but it that's like Killtop Medical Center. You know, it's a place that you can take, yes, emergency without going to the hospital. Something that you said to me, what's going to happen if there's doctors that just, they're just not available? Then you're, where do you go?
Well, what I mean, basically, physicians enjoy taking care of patients, and it's a vocation. I mean, it's not just a job to us, and same with nurses and hospitals. But the truth is, if you have a reimbursement cut, let's say in the world of cardiology and cardiac surgery, the vast majority of your patients are Medicare patients. And someone wants to reduce your reimbursement by 23%. You have no choices, since the building owner isn't going to drop your lease and the malpractice insurance doesn't get cheaper. You only have choices, which is to fire employees, which affects your throughput of patients. So maybe you change your hours.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and when we come back to Dr. Doug McConnell, we've got some really great, a lot of great talk today about healthcare and healthcare issues. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Yes, I will be voting yes for the bill.
Another Democrat joins the party before the big House vote. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live on Capitol Hill.
First-term House Democrat John Vocheri moving Speaker Pelosi closer to the 216 votes she needs to pass the Senate health care reform bill. Vocheri was not alone announcing his decision with people he said were Ohio medical patients.
These are the faces of Ohio. These are the faces of my district. And this is the decision that we have got to make today.
But Republican leader John Boehner says polls show most in Ohio and the rest of the nation oppose this bill.
I've seen in the 20 years, there's nobody going to hide on this vote. This is one of the most, the biggest votes I've seen in the 20 years that I've been here in Washington.
That vote is set for Sunday, Dave.
And Mike, President Obama is taking his reform push on the road again just now, starting to address a crowd in Fairfax, Virginia, one of several public rallies he's held the last few weeks. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Chassis County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success? April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Good morning, Reading. It's 8:33 in the morning and 19th. It's the 19th of March. Can you believe that? 605-4567. That's the hotline here, and we are talking some hot topics this morning, definitely talking healthcare. Currently 51 degrees. Going to be a high today of 80. So, you know what? Really is cool. It is definitely going to be short weather today. So, weather always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Boy, I'll tell you something. I don't know what it is. Perhaps, you know, sometimes we were talking about this with our Dr. McConnell. On how, you know, healthcare is just on the tip of everyone's lips, and after a while it just becomes this, it's a blurred rant. But what is happening is that today we're really getting to, especially if you're a visual person like I am, if you see it in your mind's eye of what happens with this bill passing, what's really going to be happening in the next, you know, in our future. But let's go to the phones right now. Sharon, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Linda and Dr. McConnell.
Good morning.
Dr. McConnell, I'm from Long Beach.
Good.
And I was born at St. Mary's Hospital.
You know, I think I saw the statue commemorating that.
I beg your pardon?
I saw the statue commemorating your birth there.
Yeah, right. Anyway, and I know about the graffiti on the trash can. Anyway, regarding this health care plan, the whole idea of it just turns my stomach. There are so many major basic flaws as far as the privacy issues. The health advisory committee appointed by somebody, and just the cost of what they're spending on promoting this bill to the public, that hasn't been discussed yet. And from what I understood today, the new bill that they're considering on, they're going to vote on, is supposedly supposed to open up Medicaid even wider to make it more available to the lower income people. Blows my mind. And now the reality of the government having to provide these specialists, and whether they have to be coming from the military or indoctrinated from our society, I don't know. It just is very scary to me that the government should have this much power. To me, it's not about the health care, but that they want to make it that they control. It should be about the services of health that people need. And my question is this. Nowadays, I love Ayn Rand. I know about the Pandora's box that you're talking about. A lot of people are paying in cash right now. How would you suggest the people who do not have health care that they try to get medical help? Because a lot of people are in that place, and they want the bill passed because they can't get health care.
Well, I don't want anything that I've said to think that there are not issues that we need to address as a culture and society related to people who are pushed off health care insurance by pre-existing illnesses, and tying health care insurance to your employment I don't think is correct. But so I think those are all issues about health care finance, as I said at the beginning. We do need to rethink health care finance. I've said this before. I'd love to have the Geico Gecko selling health insurance on TV at night across the states. I'm sure that that would begin to address some of these issues. But the other part is a high deductible program with pretty inexpensive insurance. You really should be getting health care insurance to protect you against the disasters financially if you really have a major problem requiring hospitalization. So same with your car insurance. You know, you buy liability insurance for big issues. You don't buy car insurance so you can change the oil in your car
right. Every
year. And I'm being a little flippant, but the truth is the issues really need to be rethought at a very careful and level. And what's the big rush? In other words, I think these are important issues you're bringing up, Sharon, but why do we need to have this all get this done in 5 days when we're talking about restructuring the financial structure of healthcare? I think that's a good goal, but by gosh, America's been known for doing things methodically, slowly, and making use of the common sense of our people. Here we're abandoning that and in a rush. What is the rush if none of this starts till 2014?
Yeah. Sharon, thank you. We got to take a call. Jim Nielsen's calling in, so thanks for your call.
Okay, Jim, you're on KCNR.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a great idea for you today, or for this weekend.
Okay.
When you're up there, put a name of Harry Reid, all them people, Nancy Pelosi, the president, all these czars, on all every one of them critters.
No, Jim. We can't do that. We don't do that. We don't believe in that. We just...
It'll make you feel better, won't it?
Well, you know what? I'll just put down as HR bill this, and we'll shoot for that. We never shoot at people. I know you're joking, though. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, that was Jim on line one. We're taking Jim Nielsen on line two. Good morning, Assemblyman.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, somebody with your first name was just talking about putting the faces of politicians on the squirrels. We're going up to Cedarville.
We're going to blast.
And we said, no, and then we had to make sure they knew it wasn't you that was saying that.
I got you. Well, I'll tell you, some folks in politics get a little squirrely once in a while.
Put on pump.
Okay, so what are you calling about today, Jim? And thanks for the phone call.
Well, the most important thing is the early release. I'm meeting with a bunch of the northern state law enforcement leaders early afternoon in Red Bluff. the early release, early discharge, extra credits, and now, Carl and Linda, what I've been talking about on your show for a year and a half and what I've been preaching since 1992 when I went on the Border Prison Tour, has again happened. We have our latest poly class down in San Diego. Her name is Chelsea King, and we may have another one, Amber Dubois. And it's directly the result of policies of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. This individual was violated his parole 7 times, and in violation of a regulation that I authored in 1994, the Robin Reagan regulation, his behavior was not reported to that board that I sat on, wherein had he been found guilty of those charges, would have been back in prison repeatedly. And because of that repeated violation behavior, would not have been discharged early. And having been before the board, could have been evaluated for screening for sexually violent predator and mentally disordered offender commitment, either of which could have kept him in prison because he yet remained at risk of danger to society.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we're gonna need to take a break here in a minute or so, but what would you do? What can we do to prevent this? What can you do to stop this? Or what can we do to help stop it?
I'm making recommendations to the governor and have had many meetings in the last week on this. The strict compliance with the Robin Reagan regulation that I authored in 94, which says any behavior of a serious and violent offender must be reported to the board and reviewed by the board. That the zero tolerance for gang participation regulation that I later put into effect be strictly heeded. That all potential mentally disordered offenders and sexually violent predators be reviewed for continued incarceration and treatment under those statutes. And then a vast narrowing of the class of individuals who will be released to society on non-revocable parole. Those are the quick and dirties.
Yeah.
We can pick it up a little later.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we'd like to have you on as a guest for one of our entire segments. Let's work this out with we'll go through your people and get you on for an hour or so.
All right. We'll surely do it. This is really important for sure. And the least important is stupid legislative staff pay raises at a time like this. I mean, you talk about being squirrely and have your head in the sand like an ostrich. That's the worst thing that could have been done.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for your phone call. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of only $13.95 for an entertainment sensation only at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335. 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Here speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering what an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we are talking health issues, health care issues, health care financing, which is really the big thing. But let's go to the phones. Linda, you are on KCNR.
Hi.
Hi.
Carl, you know who I am. I won the Kubler's thing, and I brought you the muffins, and when you ring the bell.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah, thank
my
you so much.
My baby's here. Hey. I'm glad they let me on the radio again. My cousin's here from Kansas City, and I was telling her, we're listening to Free Fire Radio. We're waking up, and we're going to show her some of the town, and I wanted her to hear me on the radio, number one, and tell her about how easy it was to get on the radio in our town and what a nice town Reading is. Also, the thing is, about the doctor, this doesn't have to do with health care, delivery of health care, but what about drinking water first thing in the morning? You know, we had a big day yesterday, and my throat was all dry, and you know how when you start drinking water in the morning, then you get that flow of life back in you, and my husband's got the radio on in the other room, I'm sorry.
So that's a good thing
to start drinking water.
Should you
water
drink
first
water
in the
morning,
right?
First thing, right?
Absolutely, it's a great thing. Your kidneys love it. You're mildly dehydrated after nighttime usually, and it's a pretty good response. So I really couldn't be critical of that. In fact, I suggest that's a really good thing to do. Some people might want to drink other things, and then we would have a discussion, but. Good water is absolutely fine for you in the morning. Is the time to rehydrate because you've usually been asleep 6 to 8 hours, and your body dries out during that time. So
Linda.
And what about cold? I'm sorry, Carl. What were you going to say?
I was going to say. So now, is your friend properly impressed that you can call and be on and ask questions and
well,
be on
I
the
went
best
outside
radio
to get
station?
Away from the reverb, but I know she's laughing in there. She's smiling. I can see her smiling face right now. It's just been wonderful.
You know, I know what
I love you, Marilyn. She's our cousin. My cousin Marilyn Myers. I was the Myers for 27 years before I met Bob and married him, and now we've been married 39 years in June.
That's great,
well,
Linda.
Congratulations, Linda. Thanks for listening
thank
and calling
so
in, and that's
one
great.
One more thing. Should the water be cold? Is it better? Is it up your metabolism to have it cold or not cold?
No, pretty much it hits your stomach and gets warmed up to 98.6 degrees for a minute pretty quickly when it gets down there. So
okay, well, I hope the radio land got blessed, and I just love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our guest
this
is Dr.
Community Radio.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I know what she's talking about because there was a thing that went around on the Internet about if you drink cold water, you can coagulate your fat and it can make you have a heart attack faster. So there was a thing about why Japanese and Asian cultures that drink a lot of tea and some of your Indian cultures that drink tea, warm tea, that it's easy. And it went around. So people were probably, oh, well, I should just drink warm beverages.
I don't think ultimately that by the time that the actual H2O molecule is absorbed into your bloodstream, it probably doesn't change your temperature one iota.
Yeah.
And the Japanese and other Indian cultures have different diets. So
I would take a look at that specifically, you know, about the amount of
it's sake. You know, alcohol dissolves fat.
Hey, what made you decide?
Ask Linda about sake.
Well, gosh, and you're talking about the sake with the snake in it that somebody, you know, surprised me with one night. I can't even still get that visual out of my head. When did you decide in your life that you wanted to become a doctor?
Well, I didn't have a physician family. My dad was an aerospace engineer, and his dad before him was an engineer. But I got very interested in medicine, particularly science, throughout high school and people. And then I went off to undergraduate at Stanford University and thought, well, being pre-med would sort of combine that. And then I hit my second year and got a B- or a C+, can't remember which, it probably was a C+, actually, in organic chemistry after working my tail off. And, of course, the students at Stanford were pretty competitive. And I said, man, if I have to work this hard, how would I ever do go to medical school? So I ended up taking a job at Yale University and wanted to drive across the country. So I drove my Chevy 2 Nova across the country and worked at Yale for the summer in a nothing job in the pathology department. But that involved actually working with some pathologists on issues related to cardiac surgery. Got to know people and used to sort of sneak a look inside operating rooms and eventually lived that summer at the medical school in the hospital complex and came back, started heading west. I said, this is really great. The people are wonderful. What you do is scientifically very interesting and very rewarding to see the patients and kids that you see. And on the way back, I got hit by a truck. And then I spent 3 weeks in a hospital and had two operations myself, a head injury, chest injury.
You mean you got hit in your car?
In
my
Nova.
Car. Yeah, my Nova. And so I lost my spleen. And now I became a patient for 3 weeks. And I was alone, and my family was off on a trip in Hawaii. So I spent 3 weeks sort of in the custody of this town in New Jersey called Flemington, New Jersey.
Oh,
and
wow.
What I do remember waking up there after one of the operations was just the wonderful nurses that were taking care of me. And I was a complete stranger in town. And these people, the people of medicine and nursing, opened up their hearts. I was a stranger. I was on the front page. It was called Stanford Student Injured in Auto Accident. And people actually brought me cookies, strangers, because they knew I had no family in the area. And being a patient, after being severely injured, actually I think made me a better doctor. By the time I returned to Stanford for my junior year and ultimately recovered, I went and got a 3.6, and at that point it was no stop to medical school. So I sort of had, I call it my summer of discovery.
Wow.
First the C+ in organic chemistry, and then working, and then finally becoming a patient. And that was a transition in my life. And then I went back to school, got good grades, and ended up at UCLA Medical School after that, and then stayed at UCLA for 12 years.
You know, the whole story, of course, is interesting, but when you and I were talking, there was no way to get a hold of your family.
That's
because
correct.
They were in Hawaii. This was years ago. It wasn't like a thing that you had a cell phone or.
Well,
like
I didn't
that.
Know what hotel they'd gone to,
yeah.
and I wasn't really with it. And there were no answering machines, and no one had cell phones. So all we knew is that Doug's family was somewhere in Hawaii, and they started trying to call travel agents to get hotels. Eventually, my folks found out, but it was about 5 or 6 days before they returned to New Jersey to find me. And by then, I'd had my spleen out, and some of the tubes that had been attached to me were now gone. So. It was good, but I must say what I do remember was the strangers, people in the emergency rooms putting tubes in my chest and so forth. These were total strangers, and they were there. And I went from being on top of the world, I'm king of the world, I'm 20, I'm in college, to being totally dependent on these kind-souled strangers who I had to trust with my life.
Wow.
And that transition of trusting these people and eventually surviving made me say, what a remarkable field to be involved with. And I gained enormous respect for the nursing professions and the other support systems by that transition. In fact, today as a surgeon, I don't do heart surgery. I always say we do heart surgery. It takes a team of eight people to really get
eight
in the operating room, and then you have the entire post-op care team to make it work. So we do heart surgery at Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
It's not I. I'm not the...
I just,
well, you know, I can't tell you how happy we are.
We want you to come
here.
Back. And we want to hear
to be
stories.
A regular
yes.
Guest here.
As I said, I love this community. And after meeting you guys on Valentine's Day, I think we're fast becoming friends. And I think
yes, we are.
The more I can do to discuss things, being Irish, I guess I love to talk, so I'm loquacious. But the point is, we are all in life together. You know, we're all a team.
Yes.
So I think I can tell you my medical part, but it takes all of us to make it. Make
I love
go
that. That's
well,
that's being but, spiritually intact too, because we are a collective together as one, and especially in a community. One helping each other. And you know, excuse me if I'm a little sidetracked, because all of a sudden the people who are going on the Squirrel Wars, they're standing out there in their camp, they're in the camo gear, waving at the window, saying, let's go.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Doctor. And, you know, again,
consider it an honor. Thank
well,
you.
No,
thank
you.
It's our honor.
We're
thank
not
you.
Finished with this. In fact,
oh, no.
Probably over the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of things happening. We'd love to have you come on back
yes.
in, because we've just barely scratched the surface of what could be happening to our health care.
I think the next few weeks are going to be very interesting, no matter what goes on. And the truth is, it's going to affect all of us, our children and our grandchildren, and their debt structure, and particularly their health care. And I think, you know, there's nothing that involves life more than that, and I think it's our responsibility to keep our heads and eyes open and be thinking.
Yeah.
And be thinking. I think that's
next time we'll take the whole show, because there is just not enough time to cover all the things that we need to do.
We've got a couple hours to do this.
Our guest has been Dr. McConnell, our new heart surgeon here. Welcome to Reading, and your lovely wife. Thank you for coming and choosing the North State as your home.
Well, I'm glad to be here at Shasta Regional, and the people just make it wonderful.
Great.
Thanks.
Great. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, Theta Spirit.
Hi, this is Sheriff Basanko of the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. For the past 4 years, the Youth Violence Prevention Council has directed Youth Peer Court. This voluntary program offers young offenders the chance to make up for their mistakes and get a fresh start. This is a real court of youth attorneys and juries presided over by a sitting judge. This program also offers great experience for students interested in a career in the legal field. For more information, visit us on the web at yvpc.org. Youth Violence Prevention Council. Promoting a safe and healthy community.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Clearly News Talk Radio. Okay, you know, we're honored by Dr. McConnell being here, but we're also honored in our last 2 or 3 minutes here with our fellow Squirrel War participants. And so we have two of them in here by the microphones. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And how are you today?
I'm doing good.
You know, you outshot me last year.
Yep.
And you know what? I think she may do it again this year. An angelic-looking face.
How many boy, did you can get you last shoot? Year?
Last year I shot 40 squirrels. So.
How many?
40.
I know, that was 40
Not
at a time.
40.
It was 40, that's right. And Luke, you were out there shooting, but you were out fishing too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Getting closer so they can hear those tones of yours. Okay.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Fishing.
And you've grown a foot since last year.
Yep, I have.
Now, when we go out there, what do you enjoy, Natalie, about just, you like just going out with the family, or is this a lot of fun, or what got you so excited about this?
I just think it's really fun because it's kind of like a family trip, but it's like a tradition, and I just think it's kind of fun.
It is a tradition for the... For the Verhoog family. And thank you, by the way, her father is right behind her. And thank you very much for including us into the family tradition. We appreciate that. Now, you know, a lot of people don't understand the idea of shooting. But the fact is that those Austrian ground squirrels are pests to the farmers. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. They eat the crops and they carry bubonic plague. So...
That's right. These are not your typical little gray squirrels in the trees with those bushy little tails, and they've been in Bambi, are they?
No.
No. You know, these are cold-blooded...
Varmints.
Varmints that destroy crops. And you know, last year they were human... when they weren't human wave, they were Austrian ground squirrel charges at us at the last minute. Okay, I may exaggerate, right? Okay, but the best thing is being out there in the open... And being with the family, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, and also one of the things that we end up doing is the going looking for arrowheads out there in one of the spots where there's obsidian. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being on the show today and coming in. And
We're getting ready to leave in a few minutes, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay, next week will be a it'll be an interesting week for us. We're going to have a number of well-known local politicians, and we also are having guest hosts next Wednesday or next Thursday and Friday because there's going to be a reunion that we're heading off to for Linda. And all the Dean Martin gold diggers are getting together in Palm Springs. So we're going to go down there and watch that group.
Maybe we'll have you all come on next week and talk about the experience of this grow roundup in Cedarville. And we'll talk about how many kills you got.
This is something that only can be done in Redding, California. You start talking about this. Hey, this is Carl and DeBott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.